Welcome to Shalom Achshav on the Daf. Shir's sponsor, Lui Nishmas, Ambiak Vashalom, Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding in the Dorim Daf Lamed Beis. This is the second shir on this Daf, which is full of Akadata. The Gemara brings, towards the end of Amud Aleph, Mi'prima nena shavram avinu, v'nishtabdu bonov le'mitzrayim ma'atayim ve'esar shonim. Why was Avraham Avinu punished that his kids went to goals for 210 years? And the Gemara brings a few options. One of them is because he said, "B'mei Eida Kiarishen." The Rosh says in the Torah, it's almost befeirish, that because he said, "B'mei Eida Kiarishen," that was the reason he was punished. So says the Rosh, the discussion is, what made Avraham make the Aveir of B'mei Eida? Was there anything else that pushed him to do that Aveir? So there was a few opinions. One opinion is, nothing else pushed him. The B'mei Eida on its own, that was the thing that, for that only he got punished. So I'll call upon him, you see over here, the question about Me'e Eida Ki Arishena. That was the question, the bad question, a little lack of emunah on the level of Avraham Avinu, when he said, how do I know that I will inherit the land? So what's really pshat? How do we understand this? How Avraham Avinu was Reish Lema'amini, the first one who has emunah. He's lacking in a question, he's asking Kodesh Baruch Hu, how do I know that we'll have Yerushas Haaretz? How do we understand this? And furthermore, when you look there in the parsha, there's two things that happen there in the parsha. There's a discussion if it happened at the same time or not, but just reading the parsha. Shmuel tells Avraham Avinu, you should know that you're going to have a child. Yitzchak will be born from you. You will have a Zerah, as it brought before. Get out of the mazalus. It says over there, Vayamin b'Hashem v'chshaveh l'tzdoko. Avraham Avinu believed. He believed that you will have a child. Then it says, Shmuel tells him, you should know that you're going to be inheriting the land. The land will belong to your children. So then Avraham Avinu says, how do I know I'm going to inherit the land? How can it be that to believe that he's going to have a child in the age of 100 years old, that he has no problem. But to go and the fact that Shmuel promises him that he's going to be inheriting the land, that he can't believe. How do we understand even the question? So the Ramban on the spot answers this. And the Ramban says a big yisoid. Avraham Avinu believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu emunah shleima. He had no lack in the ability of Hashem to perform. That was not the question. But what was bothering Avraham Avinu was, maybe Shema Yigur Mechet. How can you guarantee HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my children will inherit the land? Maybe they will sin. Maybe they will do something wrong and they will lose out in the land. You can guarantee that the kids will inherit the land? If they do chatayim, they're going to lose everything out. So what was the answer of Kodesh Baruch Hu Zok the Ramban? The answer is, if you go through the psukim, the answer was that they're going to have karbonos to be mechaper on the chet, and there will not be karbonos if in the time when there's no karbonos, there will be galuyos. And that's what Kodesh Baruch Hu showed him, the galuyos Mitzrayim and all the other four galuyos, to tell him, you should know, Am Yisrael will suffer in galus, but eventually they'll come back. That eventually they will have a kapara and come back to the original place. Meaning, what was bothering Avraham Avinu was the idea of free will. A person has free will. And if he has free will, l'chura, in that place, there's no avtacha. You can't promise anything if a person has free will to deviate from that plan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him the galuyos to show that regardless of what Am Yisrael is going to do, even if they sin, they will be punished for it. They will suffer in galus. But they will not get out of the original plan. Meaning, according to this, comes out that this is the discussion over here and the tying against Avraham Avinu. What Avraham Avinu believed in is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bakol Yachol in the world, he can do everything. But one thing is not in the hands of a human being, and that's his free will. So Avraham Avinu's lack of emunah on his level was that if there is free will, there's no place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kivyachol can guarantee that someone reaches destination. And the chiddush is, as when Mizbarer in Divrei HaRamchal, and more Boimik in Reb Tzadik HaKohen, that really, even the Bchira of Adam, and even when a person has his free will, still a Kodesh Baruch Hu can intervene and get the person where he's supposed to get to. And the simple way the idea is that whatever a person does, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to come and push him. Either he does something wrong, he'll get punished, as we see there in the Ramban. That's what Ramchal says. Classic example is what's called the GPS. A person can go away from his way, but he always will go get to his destination. And the more oimik dig way is the Bechira itself of Adam is also coming from the Koyches of Kodesh Baruch Hu, as the Tzaddik says, and so many places. Really, whatever we're doing, the fact that we have Bechira, the fact that we're using the free will, is also Koyches of Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is involved in every aspect of a human being, even his free will. And we mainly, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives a haftacha to Avraham Avinu. Your children will come back to the land. If the Emunah of Avraham Avinu had no lack in it at all, so then there will be no punishment. And Am Yisrael will not go to Mitzrayim. In a sense, that Avraham Avinu's dargo, questioning the free will of Adam, that was a little bit lack of Emunah in his level. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shavah email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.